I personally have many influences in reggae music, you know, the Foundation people, Bob Marley, Wailers, Burning Spear, that type of roots kind of music. Get together and feel
all right. Reggae music is consciousness that we're dealing with, consciousness and awareness. And if you is Rasta and you're dealing with roots and culture and positiveness and consciousness, I mean, you got to be on the right track when you listen to the music.
Give thanks and praise to the King of Kings, the Lords of Lords, the conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I let you himself and light of this world.
And Levi Roots believes Haile Selassie and Rastafarianism are pivotal to reggae music.
It's the old core of the music, because without the philosophy of Rastafari, you won't have roots and culture reggae. The real people that sing about God and sing about Selassie and Ethiopia and, you know, looking to yourself and to be true to yourself, sing roots and culture reggae, and Selassie and Rastafari is at the core of that.
My God, we'll never let you down. Yeah, we'll never let you down.
Selassie in town. I driving down Halfway Tree with the muffler playing cymbal upon the road. I see Selassie at the traffic light, where traffic black, light just changing, nothing moving.
And the followers of Rastafarian culture and religion have a strong and distinctive appearance. Their hair is worn naturally in dreadlocks, which is a way of looking towards Africa, towards the African way of life. Shango Baku says that colours are also a distinctive part of the Rastafarian appearance.
The colours, red, gold and green, are found in many flags in Africa, but particularly the flag of Ethiopia. And it is said that the red is for the blood of martyrdom that was spilled, and the gold is the gold of the sun that shines over Africa, and the green is the greenness of the forest and the trees. So these are colors that you find in any Rastafari ceremony or gathering where the faithful come together and dress in all their regalia, very royally attired in colors of red, gold, and green.
The Rastafarian spiritual ceremony is known as an Iobingi. The singing, chanting, and drumming in praise of Haile Selassie will be one of the many ways in which His Majesty's birthday will be celebrated this year. Ras Levi from the Ethiopian World Federation.
It's about praises to His Majesty and chant. We have the priest around the table and the drummers. Like, we're giving praises to the king, chanting about Ethiopia, about the Emperor Haile Selassie, our love for Africa.
Haile Selassie's reported death in 1974 does nothing to deter followers of Rastafarianism from their belief that His Imperial Majesty is the true and living God.
His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie.
As Rastas, yeah, we believe God must be alive. Even when it was reported in 1974 that this and that had happened, Rastas stood strong and stood firm in their belief. No physical body of His Imperial Majesty has ever been shown as being dead. We believe that Jah is ever living because he is God, and that he also says to us, the gift of Jah is eternal life, as it says. So Rastafarians stand firm in the belief of the life of His Imperial Majesty.
Rastafari the first, as we, I and I know him, is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conquering lions.